Good morning, and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 75, I believe, is where we're at. Pardon me while I make coffee. It is time. So, I have a wonderful invention that I would like somebody to pick up on. I can't believe that we don't have this somewhere in our world. Maybe we do, and I just haven't been in fancy pants enough bathrooms. It's a bathroom discussion again. So many important things happen in the bathroom, and this is one of them. So, there needs to be a tool, I think, that lets you know when you walk into a restroom that the toilet paper is out. Like, I mean, I know the dudes who run the world, no offense, but you kind of do, don't, well, you have this experience too, just probably not as frequently maybe, that you go in and you sit down and you're halfway through whatever it is you're doing, doesn't matter, and then you reach over and wah, wah, wah. There is nothing there but sometimes not even an actual piece of paper. Not that I'm saying you should use that piece of paper. I'm just saying it's sometimes even more bare than that. But my point is, or my invention desire, it's really hard to measure a cup of coffee out of a thing that's way too full into a small measuring cup, just so you know. Anyway, there needs to be a tool. Like, how can there be, and this requires citizenship, I mean, or I suppose we could start using, like, bright orange cardboard, and then the thing that you cover the toilet paper in could be, like, transparent or something like that, and in such a way that you could see that through it. Sometimes you can see the toilet paper through it, and it's a matter of forgetting to check or whatever, but sometimes you can't, and you don't always think to, you know, check it out, right? So my point being is, you know, can there be like a something where, yes, it would depend on citizens being good people when you use the toilet paper to, say, push it over to the red side, hey, don't go here, or something at the end of the toilet paper roll that's like a bright orange thing. I don't know, that maybe isn't the greatest solution, but it sounds like the easiest solution. In such a way that you kind of would like get this insty looking in going, oh, hey, that needs some attention and I need to not go there. And I would think it would like be help maintenance people too, right? Like it would make their lives faster and quicker that maybe they have x-ray toilet paper vision to know. And you know, that's like a skill you get for maintenance guys. I don't know. Or maintenance women. I'm not trying to be sexist here. So I'm just saying we need to invent something that just lets you know when you go into the restroom that, hey, move on, buddy. This has got nothing here for you unless you got it yourself. And I spent a time out of the country, so for a long time, I actually always had stuff with me for the most part if I was carrying a purse. But I'd kind of gotten out of that habit. And I don't know, just, you know, just again, I'd say it's a first world problem, but it's really not. It's way beyond a first world problem. But it just seems somehow that we can solve this, whether it be, again, if you made a switch, people had to turn, then you have to depend on the kindness and decency of people putting it in the right direction, remembering it to turn red or not turning it red. And, you know, just say red is the color that says there's no toilet paper, turning it red so that nobody else goes into their stall. Like there's that too, but I don't know. There's just gotta be a way. Anyway, I'm just saying, like, am I alone in this? This seems like we've hit 2018 and somehow this is like something we should be done with, like not knowing if there's toilet paper in the stall or being surprised, right? That's my suggestion for the world. Thank you very much for listening. Check out morningswithastranger.com to find all of the podcasts. Facebook at Mornings with a Stranger, no spaces. And if you know of something that exists, like if you've got a trick or tool of the trade, hey, pass it on because I'm really curious. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.